What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 83 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today for this Level Up Thursday, we're going to be talking about a topic I truly love, and that's the foundations of being a successful competitor, how to be a successful competitor.
Yes, ignore if I sound a little bit off today. My voice is hanging on by a thread. It has been a crazy week and allergies are just so bad. But finally, I do have a doctor's appointment today. So hopefully I can get to the root cause of all this shit.
You know it's bad when we're going to the doctor for fucking allergies. Like,
you know it's bad when we go to the doctor for anything because we don't have any free time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just been, I think what's making both of us just feel not well on top of the allergies is just super, super busy. Like, of course, we're always grinding, always nonstop. And that shit, just when you are sick on top of it, definitely adds up for sure. But enough sulking about us. Let's go provide some fucking value for everyone else because it is still a great motherfucking day. So getting into it here. What do we need to do to make sure we are a successful competitor? Number one is self-accountability. If you're not going to take accountability for your actions, if you're just going to make fucking excuses, you're going to blame everyone else for everything going on, you will not be a successful competitor ever. You won't be successful in fucking life.
Yeah, 100%. You know, hiring a coach is great, you know, to provide you with that extra level of accountability, but you should not be expecting your coach to be your babysitter, you know, checking in with you every day, having to hound you to do your shit. That's realistically, that's on you. It's your coach's job to give you the plan, and of course provide some motivation, but it is not your coach's job to be on your ass every single day about your stuff.
Yeah, guess what? Your coach isn't fucking with you. Your coach doesn't have their hand in your pocket, like following you around every day, slapping your hand when you're by the bed, like thing of Oreos. You have to have some self-control. You have to take accountability for your actions and not be like, oh, well, I just had a really hard day, so I just had a couple Oreos. Like, no, like, that doesn't fucking fly. That sucks. That's not, oh, I had a hard day. This person said something mean to me. I don't give a fuck what your boss said to you or what went on. You have goals. You have fitness goals, especially when it comes to competing. Competing is not lifestyle. Competing is 100% adherence every fucking day. You have to get that through your head. You have to be accountable. If you're not doing that every day, that's your fault.
Yeah, and of course, that just comes with the consistency. Consistency is the name of the game. Every single day, doing your shit, even on the days when you don't want to, like how I feel today. Y'all, I woke up this morning with my eyes swollen shut, but first thing I did was got to the gym and got my cardio and lift done. Was it fun? No. Was it the best lift of my life? Absolutely not, but that consistency is what will make you successful.
Yes, even behind the scenes, I looked at Lauren before we were starting this podcast, and she looked like she wanted to fucking murder me when I said, hey, gotta go record the podcast. She's like, I can barely speak. And I'm like, hey, gotta be consistent. That's what we do. We check our boxes every day. We lead by example. You know, sometimes it sucks, but that's what you've got to do to, you know, be successful, be the best you can be. Next up, really going with consistency and self-accountability here, is self-control. You need to have self-control. If you have, and this really, really goes in with having a good relationship with food, especially. And this is super, super common where if you don't have self-control, if you're like, you're someone where if you want it, you just can't help yourself. You just have to get it. Competing's not for you. It's just not for you. You're not someone who should be competing because if you don't have that self-control, you will never be able to get stage lean. You'll never be able to get the look you want. And all that prepping is going to do is just ruin your relationship with food and ruin your self-control even more.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people even like convince themselves that, well, this is just how I am. I don't have that self-control. I don't have that discipline that these other people have, as if people are just born with it. And that is not at all how it works. You know, it does, I will say, it has a lot to do with how you grew up and how your 100%. Parents treated you. But it is still something that you can develop later in life. And if it is something that you struggle with, the best way to get better at it is practice. You have to train it just like any other skill you want to get better at.
Lauren's literally fucking crying.
I know, my eyes are just like watering.
Face while she's speaking right now. Not ideal at all. Yeah, so with that, you have to have, you know, that self-control to be an athlete because guess what? you get into, you know, peak week, 2 weeks out, and you're eating just some plain ass food every single day, checking your boxes, hitting your cardio, you know, that's what, putting your specific amount of salt packets on each meal, like that's what you got to do, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, or you're just not going to be, you know, the competitor you want to be, plain and simple. If you just want to get on stage, don't care about placing, don't care about winning, you're not an athlete for aesthetic bodies, first and foremost, because we want to fucking win and we want to bring the best package possible to stage for every single athlete. But you, I'm sure you can go find a coach who will let that, let you do that. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Next up, humility. This is so important because a lot of people, let's say specifically in the men's physique division, tend to get a little bit out of touch. I'm sure people who are in the swing of things know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're... Yeah, men's physique has some big fucking egos in it, especially in the IFBB. Like, it is wild to see some of these things that these people are posting on their stories, like bullying each other. And I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, why does everyone think they're so fucking awesome? And that it goes both ways where, like, a little bit of context with this. There's been some men's physique guys who are coming up, who are new. They have a lot of hype, but they've never made it to the Olympia. Like, they've never accomplished anything in the IFBB yet. They're new. And some, you know, more veterans in this space are, like, really, really, like, ripping on them, saying, like, they fucking suck and, like, literally posting, like, memes bullying them and shit. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, yeah, yes, that rookie doesn't have humility. That rookie should be like, yeah, I have to work hard. I have to earn this instead of saying, like, I'm going to shit on everyone. Yes, absolutely. I agree there. But God, like, you need to have some humility, too, and just be like, hey, like, let's just watch it happen. Like, let's just watch it. He'll learn. And, like, instead, you're fucking bullying, like, people younger than you online. It's really, really weird.
Yeah, a lot of people just cannot stand to see other people get success faster than they did, and that's definitely what's happening in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, oh, well, you got to the pro level faster than I did. You know, it does stem a lot from jealousy. But, yeah, just staying in touch, you know, first off, bodybuilding is not that... It's not your entire life. Like, there's other things that matter too. Don't let it really overtake everything. Remember that realistically, it doesn't fucking matter, like, in the long term.
Absolutely. And the next part about humility is for, you know, more amateurs, NPC competitors. First of all, being realistic about the division you can be competitive in. Like, that, come on. Come on. You have to be real. Sorry. Sorry, ladies. You're probably not built for wellness. I hate to break it to you, but you probably don't have enough muscle for a bikini. And that's having that humility, being like, oh, I do need to work like another 5-10 years to lift to build that muscle for wellness. Or, oh man, like bikini, I do need, you know, a couple more years of consistent lifting nutrition to be like competitive there, whatever it may be. Like, acknowledging that. Acknowledge you have work to do. Acknowledge that, you know, you're probably not at the peak physique. You're not going to the fucking Olympia this year. Like, that's the reality. Most people don't. And then you just know you need to continue working harder, just believing you're the best at everything and you're doing everything right. You're never trying to learn or get better is a huge mistake.
Yeah, 100%. You cannot be complacent. You have to always want to get better. You have to just have that thirst to always want to improve. You cannot just be complacent and happy where you're at, because the reality is the divisions are always improving as well, and you have to keep up.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's always new nuances going on. There's always new education out there for, you know, different training or supplementation, or there's new supplements coming out that you may not know about that are going to help recovery or energy, or like just being in the know and always trying to expand your knowledge and get better is so, so, so important. Like, I would say year over year, I've never had a year where I've had the exact same views as on like fitness, nutrition, bodybuilding, everything as I did the year before.
Yeah.
There's always something that changes where I'm like, oh man, I think differently about this now.
Yeah, the sport is always changing, and that's definitely something a lot of people do lack with. You know, a lot of older coaches or people that have been in it for a lot longer struggle to stay up to date with a lot of the newer stuff, and that keeps them stuck where they are at.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I get the motto, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, that you can agree to that to an extent, but when what wasn't broke was coaching, you know, huge open bodybuilder men in the 90s, and now you're trying to coach these bikini girls coming to you, it's a little bit fucking different. Like, It's not the same coaching.
Yeah, another thing that's super important is overall communication, specifically with your coach. Communication is everything.
Yeah, 100%. If you're not communicating, your coach isn't a mind reader, they don't know what's going on. If you're struggling getting in your sessions, you're like, damn, like I've been hitting this session at like 1 a.m. because I just don't have time, I'm so busy at work. Communicate with your coach. If I was your coach, I'd be like, okay, let's take away a session. Let's change your split. Like, you know, doing things like that, your coach can help you and make things more sustainable. I cannot tell you the amount of clients who I'm like, I see that they're missing gym sessions or struggling with something. And I'm like, hey, just let me know if like we want to switch this or we need to change this. Let me know if you want to pull back gym sessions. And it takes like a fucking month every time for someone to finally be like, okay, yeah, I need that. I'm like, I've been trying to communicate with you and talk to you. And we could have solved that way earlier. They wouldn't have been missing gym sessions. They would have been hitting all their volume. But instead, it took a month.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, you have to suck it up to an extent. There are some things that you're just going to have to do. So, you know, but having that open communication when you are struggling with something to at least see if there is anything that you can do about it. Because most of the time there is. You're struggling with a specific food that you're eating, struggling with your appetite. You know, there are just so many things that can be done to help you make the process easier. And that is what your coach is for, to make the process as enjoyable for you as possible.
Yes, because the last thing you want to do is be stressing about everything when you get to show day or during your prep. That's just going to make everything way, way harder. You want to keep stress as limited as possible when you are prepping. It can make a really, really big difference on your fat loss.
100%. And last up, adaptability. Guys, things are going to happen. Life is always going to be throwing curveballs at you. Crazy shit happens. And realistically, especially when you're in a competition prep, you have to learn to adapt and keep going.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you have someone, when I was in prep, I had one of my best friends getting married, and all of a sudden I'm like 8 weeks out and I had to go fly to Ohio to go be a groomsman in this guy's wedding. And you know, like that's not easy, but guess what? We went to the grocery store. I mashed up a bowl of all of the food that I needed to eat for the day. And I carried that around with me for the entire wedding all day. And I was like, this is what I need to do. I found a microwave at the venue and like, guess what? I checked my fucking boxes, got in the food I was supposed to get in, and did what I was supposed to do. Like, it's sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's not convenient. But guess what? Bodybuilding isn't supposed to be convenient. Being the best at something isn't supposed to be convenient. No. If things were always convenient for people, then everyone would be doing it.
Exactly. You can never come in with the expectation that it's going to be easy or something like that. You know, we can make it as easy as possible for you, but it is never going to be easy because let's be real, how many people actually make it through their bodybuilding prep? How many people even consider, how many people even go to the gym? Not very many. It's like 1% of the population or some shit like that. So making sure you remind yourself that, hey, this isn't supposed to be easy. This is a challenge. And if it was easy, then where would the competition be?
If it was easy, then everyone would be fucking shredded. Like, who wants to be, you know, fat Stewart? Fucking nobody. Like, that's the reality, guys. So those are the foundation for how to be a successful competitor. Let us know if you have any questions or message us if you ever want any comp coaching. All right, guys. Peace.